The 106th International Labour Conference opened Monday with a clear call by the ILO Director General, Guy Ryder, to put green jobs at the heart of sustainable development. On World Environment Day, Ryder highlighted the potential of the Century Green Initiative to respond efficiently to the current and future global challenges of environmental protection, economic development, and social inclusion. He emphasized the potential for greening of production, which could be a powerful engine for decent work creation and inclusive growth and development. Guy Ryder assured the 5,000 delegates of the International Labour Conference that this was not just theory, but that it was happening.
This is to say that the decent jobs of the future will not be green by definition, they will be green by our design. We need the right policies to make transition happen and to make it just. And like any other process of change at work, that will require the combined efforts of government, of employers, and of workers through social dialogue.
The International Labour Conference, also known as the Parliament of the World of Work, is hosted by the International Labour Organization, the ILO, and this year's ambitious agenda includes green jobs, labour migration, transition to peace, and fundamental principles and rights at work. The conference also welcomed today a guest of honor, President Tabaré Vázquez of Uruguay, who proudly portrayed his country as an environmental-friendly advocate.
We are concerned about and take care of climate change, and we openly reject that governments of important countries can close the door to the agreements we have to protect the climate and the only home that humanity has to survive. Therefore, in Uruguay, most of our energy is from renewable sources, which allows us to position ourselves as an excellent country to invest, work, and live in. Fuente renovable, lo que nos permite posicionarnos como un buen país
para invertir, para trabajar y para vivir. Tomorrow and for the next 2 weeks, the conference continues its work with committees. But high on the agenda next week, the World of Work Summit, dedicated this year to gender equality. Gabriel Burhana for ILO Radio at the Palais des Nations in Geneva, Switzerland.